If your networking looks like this, honey, you can expect the worst to happen.
I can't tell you how many African Americans have shown up to our chamber event and be super impressed by the sheer number of people that show up for our networking, morning networking meetings, only for them to get there. They join with high hopes, having visited a couple of times, and then very shortly thereafter, they are discouraged and wind up never coming back.
Hello, and welcome to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host. On this podcast, I am sharing tips and techniques on how to constantly evolve and stay open to failing forward. We talk about all things marketing strategies and leadership skills. So if that sounds like something that you want to know more about, please go ahead and subscribe. Be so kind and to leave a review on whatever platform you are listening to this podcast on. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please go ahead and hit that subscribe button, click that notification bell, and be sure that you give this podcast a thumbs up. Thanks again for listening, and let's get into today's content.
This has happened so many times that I've actually taken it upon myself to pull the newbies off to the side and help them understand a few things about how they can actually optimize their experiences inside the chamber. Since this season is about empowering, encouraging, and educating my brothers and sisters to practice excellence, this episode is about managing your networking experiences and expectation. But before I get started with the content today, I wanted to share with you, I created a new masterclass. It is called the Authentic Leadership Masterclass. And inside this masterclass, I am covering material about minimizing that second guessing that happens, organizing your chaos, and building the buy-in without becoming burnt out. Now, in it, there are 6 stages that I will cover, and it's all free, of course. So it's very simple to obtain. All you have to do is grab it down in the show notes down below, and you will have immediate access to this free masterclass. So if networking is an issue for you, it's possible that there are other areas in your leadership skills that could use a little brushing up, or just a fresh new perspective. And I think that this Authentic Leadership Masterclass is exactly what you need to help you in that area. Okay, now let's dive in to some of the things that I want to share with you about the practice of networking that I think is going to provide you a fresh perspective on the idea of networking. And if you have experienced anything like what I mentioned at the top of the podcast, about walking into an environment and feeling like maybe you feel unwelcomed, or maybe you feel like the group that you're walking into is extremely cliquish, I think that these tips and things that I share with you are going to be very helpful. I have about 10 of them. I'm going to break them up into the things that I think you really have to do. And then I'm going to give you some reasons that you might possibly be struggling to make the connections the way you want to. All right. So the first thing is that you have to have a strategy. Even if you are a seasoned networker, there needs to be a strategy. There needs to be a method to your madness when you're doing your networking. And I've talked about this inside Project CEO. I actually have a book that I've written, the BTB Business Journal, where I'm talking about networking. And you really need to have a strategy for your networking. What is it that you're going out for? You know, look at your business. Where are there holes? What needs to be filled? Have that information. What talking points do you want? How can you get someone into your funnel? Is there an offer that you can give? How can you steer the conversation into developing an opportunity for yourself? This is about having a strategy, and your networking will go a lot better if you have one. Next, you have to know who your audience is. When you go out networking, it's not necessary for you to talk to everyone in the room. It is necessary for you to have a strategy, and then I be able to identify quickly the people who will fit into that strategy. If not for the purpose of selling to them, but maybe it is for the purpose of referring them to someone or adding value to them in some way. And it's quite possibly that maybe you want to build a relationship with someone because you feel like they will be a good referral feeder to you because they maybe operate within the same industry, but just in a different way. You have to know who your audience is going into these networking opportunities. Next, you must practice active listening. This was an issue that I had. I am being so honest. I'm sure you can tell just from watching me, if you've watched me for any period of time or listened to me on the podcast for any period of time, I am sure that you can recognize just how much I like to talk. And so I've had to practice being quiet, listening, and not just listening and trying to figure out what I'm going to say next, but really paying attention, actively listening, and being able to feedback or give back what they gave you to show that you were actually paying attention. What I hear you saying is, or wow, I like that you mentioned blah, 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 before you try to get your point out, right? If you've done the first part, created a strategy, you already know what your talking points are, and you already know how you can guide the conversation into developing an opportunity, so you don't have to be thinking about your reply as someone else is talking. You can actually practice active listening. Next, you must follow up and schedule one-on-ones. If you are doing any networking and you are identifying those people that could serve you in your business, that you may be able to partner with, that you may be able to get referrals from, you know, follow up with them. If you get their card, follow up with them when you get home. It's great meeting you. I enjoyed our conversation. Here's a link to my calendar. I would love to sit down and learn more about your business. And set the tone. Create, you know, an opportunity to sit down with them over coffee or over lunch or over breakfast to get to know them and their business. And then share more of your business and yourself with them as well. The biggest thing here is that you have to be clear about the value you're bringing to the table. Okay. And I have a second one here, and it is to identify, I've been talking about this. It's like five already. So this would be number six. Also identify the right networking group for you before you commit. If it's outside of, if it's a chamber, if it's another networking group like BNI or Master Networks or a local, organization that is doing a networking event, you know, when you visit, survey the room and determine whether or not it's the right group of people. You may be in the wrong group of people. And I actually have a quiz. It's my Stages of Entrepreneurship quiz. I will link it down in the show notes because it does a great job in helping you identify the stage of bossing, that's what I call it, that you're in and who you should be talking to and identifying with within that stage. For years, I was bossing in the wrong stage, and it's not because I didn't know better. It was because I really had a heart to serve a certain group, and it just took me some time to come to terms with the fact that the group that I truly wanted to serve wasn't ready for what I had. So I had to start bossing in the right group. So I had to identify that group, and it's a little bit harder to break into, but it's definitely worth learning and doing the work to get where I need to get in order to serve that audience. But if you're finding that you are not getting any business and your networking isn't working, it could possibly be that you are trying to serve the wrong group of people and you're bossing in the wrong stage. So, the quiz, it's a free quiz, and you get your results sent to you in your inbox, and it really goes a long way in helping you. It's only five questions, but it does a really good job in helping you to identify sort of what stage you're in with your business and sort of who you need to be talking to with your networking, who you need to be trying to do business with. It's going to help you, right? So I would do that. So grab that down below. I will put the quiz down below for you to take. It's excellent. Here are some reasons that I do think you might be struggling to make connections. And again, these, I'm not telling you about something that I heard. I'm telling you about something that I know. And figuring these things out really has made the difference in my networking. And I don't even have this down here, but I'm going to say it. But it is having a mindset shift. It is a mindset shift. And at the top of this episode, I talked about people who walk into these chamber events, these chamber groups or networking groups with an expectation that they're going to sell because they see so many people. Like, oh my gosh, it's so many people in the group and it's so many opportunities for me to sell my product or my service. that mindset shift, there is a mindset shift that needs to happen. Walking into these organizations with the mindset that you're going to sell people on what it is you have is the wrong approach. Because from my experience, those people who are in those groups have been there for an extended period of time. They have developed relationships with one another. They have developed the know, like, trust factor. They are comfortable working with the people that have been there for years. You showing up one day, 2 day, 1 or 3 meetings is not going to do the trick in building that relationship and that rapport. So you have to have a mindset shift. I have 6 R's of scalability that I talk about in my content. Being recognizable, which means you have to put some work in, so much so that people recognize your value without you being in the room. They recognize that it's you. When you put content up, they recognize the content as yours. That means there has to be a lot of effort on your part to become recognizable. Next, there has to be a reputation. There has to be some proof of purchase. There needs to be social proof where people can look back and say, wow, you know, this person has a reputation of greatness. This person has a reputation of getting the job done. This person has a reputation of being professional. This person has a reputation that her customers' experience are so positive. Even if you're the most expensive person on the block, sometimes your reputation is going to get you a seat at the table. Next, you want to develop relationships. So how can you get a reputation? How can people learn that you're awesome before they have a reputation with you? Well, because you have serviced other people and the other people are talking about you and they just heard it through the grapevine. Or it could be that you are showing up at that networking group and you have sort of submerged yourself in the group and you are showing your value by finding ways to be involved in what's going on in the group. I'll tell you, in my chamber, I am one of the ambassadors and I help with retention. I go out and I talk to our members and I help them navigate their benefits. I help answer questions for them and give them what they need so that they feel comfortable and want to stay within the chamber. I do that on a voluntary basis. I got into the chamber, plugged myself in. I went through the leadership program. I got to know people in the community. I offer my services and I have low-hanging fruit that's free content and valuable information that people have learned and can appreciate. And so now I have a reputation. Okay. Then from that, you're going to get people who want to be in relationship with you just because they know that you can bring the heat. You can bring the value. And so that's how relationships are formed because, again, you are following up and you're doing those one-on-ones, and so you're building relationships. So it's important for you to change your mindset when you first walk in. Next, you have to know your brand narrative. And a lot of reasons why you're struggling is because you don't have a brand narrative. You don't know how you connect to your business. You don't have a story that you can tell that you can latch onto and connect to the value that you're bringing to the table and the solution that you have to the person. If you don't have a narrative, then you can't tell a story. It can't be conversational. And it's going to come off salesy. So you need a brand narrative. And if you don't have one, that could be part of the reason why you are struggling to make connections. Because it needs to be conversational. It needs to be organic, this relationship building, this rapport building. And all of that happens, the know, like, trust factor, that's what has to happen before you make that connection, that conversion. The next struggle that you may be having is that your 30 seconds pitch that you typically give at networking events is not clear and concise. I know what this is like because for so long, I was saying things and thinking that I made sense because it made sense in my head, but it wasn't clear and it wasn't concise. So it was confusing. That's a saying. It's not clear and concise. It's confusing. Okay? You want clear and concise. You don't want confusing. So you want to make sure that you have a 30-second pitch that tells people who you are, what you do, who you want to serve, how they can help. Very simple. What you do, who you are, who you want to serve, and how they can help you get those people. And in what you do, it can't be fluff. It needs to be very concise. I'll just tell people, you know, when you're very clear and concise, you can't say, oh, I do blah, 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 and you list out this long trail of things. It needs to be very concise. I'm a business consultant, and I specialize in marketing and leadership strategies. Very simple, very concise. I have online programs, I do training, and I do one-on-one coaching. I am looking for, back to the strategy, this week I might be looking for opportunities to do training for sales staff or opportunities to do leadership training for your staff. Or I might be looking for coaching clients, or I might be looking for people to join my program. It can vary, but there has to be a strategy. So your 30-second needs to be clear and concise, or else it will be confusing. Next, I talked about this earlier, you're in the wrong group. You did not do your recon, you did not do your due diligence, you just got in the group because you saw a lot of people, but it didn't dawn on you that half of them were roofers, half of them were real estate agents, and half of them were insurance people, and none of them are your client. Because you didn't do your recon. It's quite possible you're struggling because you're in the wrong group. But here's one that may surprise you. You don't look the part. I cannot tell you how many times there have been people that come to our meetings. I'm in a couple of different groups. And they walk in looking disheveled. They walk in unprepared. Their behavior is unseemly. And they stand up and do their 30-second pitch and they say something like, oh, I'm a photographer. Or, oh, I'm an accountant. Let me handle your money. That may be why you're struggling, because you don't look the part. As much as you may hate it, and as much as I might hate to tell you, your appearance does most of the talking for you when you get into these groups. You have to look competent. That's part of the know, like, trust. You have to look competent. Verbal communication is not the predominant form of communication. It's the nonverbal communication. So what you look like, the way your mannerisms, your facial expressions, these things are speaking volumes about who you are and your ability. Whether you like it or not, I'm so sorry, but these are facts. Okay? And then the next issue that you might have, and another reason that you may be struggling, this is the last one that I'll give you, is that you don't have a presence or a reputation online. I'll tell you a story. Years ago, I was at a networking event, good friend of mine, same industry, and we were, you know, at this networking event, and a guy asked me for my Instagram. He didn't want a business card. He just wanted to know, what's your Instagram? So I share with him my Instagram. He immediately, in front of me, goes and checks it out, okay? So after he checked out my Instagram, he asked me for my information, a business card, so we could connect. Fast forward, my friend talks to the same guy. He asks for her Instagram. She is not active. She had not been active. And he was like, oh, okay. He did not ask for her card. Not having a presence or a reputation online could also be a really big reason as to why you are still struggling to make connections. In this day and age, have to have a social media presence. It's just the way it is. It's kind of a business card these days. All right, like I said at the beginning of this podcast, if you have been walking into networking opportunities with the hopes that you are going to be able to just sell, but instead you have been let down, I suggest that you think about adjusting one or all of the points that I made in this episode. In my experience, the day of selling things, those days are over. People giving you their business and sharing referrals with you, people who want to actually purchase from you, listen, they are doing it based off of relationship. Your logo's not going to do it. Your website's not going to be enough. They're doing it off of relationships. So you're going to have to change your mindset and start thinking about how you can become more recognizable, build a reputation for yourself, and start building those relationships. That's it's important. It's highly, highly unlikely that you'll earn anybody's business just from showing up and like just listing the benefits and of doing business with you or what your product or service has to offer. Just because you share that doesn't mean someone's going to want to do business with you. Odds are, if you're in a networking group, there are 10 other people that do the exact same thing that have been in the group longer than you have, and they already have their relationship. So that's just one strike against you right there. So you can't come in guns blazing selling because they already have somebody for that. The difference that is going to be made is the relationship. That's your differentiator. You are your differentiator, not the product or service that you sell. Now, the network circuit is really about observation and commitment. People want to see you regularly, and they want to feel your commitment to the group and to them. So if you enjoyed this podcast episode, you're definitely going to benefit greatly from the video I did recently called Why Scaling for Success Feels So Hard. I think it'll be a great companion to this episode and the networking tips that I shared with you today. All right, now go ahead, if you have not already, subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to my channel. They will be posted here every Tuesday. And go ahead, leave a comment or a review and a review of the podcast. Because if you're listening to this on a platform, those reviews are very helpful for other people who are looking for content like this. And if you are watching this on YouTube, those comments are going to show people that the comments, that the content you heard or you saw was valuable and that they should stop in. And it also lets YouTube know, hey, they liked it. So I hope you stuck around to the end. I hope you enjoyed this week's content. And join me back here again next week. All right. Bye, guys. That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode if you have any questions, comments, concerns. I want to hear all about them, and I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.